For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Yes, it's time for the Delaware City Digest with your hosts, Lee Yoakam and Bob Hoganson on My96.7.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Happy Friday, everybody. Finally, a sun-splashed day in Delaware, Ohio. It feels like it's either been windy or raining since about New Year's Day. So welcome this day of sunshine and hope it continues. So Bob is taking care of an issue right now. So he's on the phone and hopefully will join us in a little bit. But hey, Lisa Roberts is in. And Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Lisa, of course, is the City of Delaware Watershed and Sustainability Coordinator. And she's got so much going on that we said, let's get her in right now because it's always busy, but especially in springtime. So we're looking forward to hear all the things that you have going on.
Yeah, thank you.
How about you? Are you excited too?
I hope so. I'm very excited. I love being able to share the happenings inside our watershed.
Okay, good. All right. Awesome. Well, until I can find my voice, you could be doing a lot more with the show. So,
all right. I'm going to take over here.
No, Lisa has, we have the Olentangy River Festival coming up in June. That's a big event. Mm-hmm. Some projects going on around the city and just... spring is a good time to kind of get a kind of a 101 on all good things that we can do to do a better job with our stormwater, our water quality, and all those things.
Yes, I do feel very strongly that this is a rallying of us as individuals to help us to figure out our best ways to support our watershed. And Lee, as we have some time here, we'll start expanding on some of those.
Turned you down. Sorry.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna give Lee some grace here because I used to be a waitress, and I was that waitress that nobody wanted because I would walk up and ask you how your meal is, and your mouth was full.
Oh, I see.
So there you go, Lee. I haven't changed a bit. As you can see, I wasn't a successful waitress.
I know what you were doing there, and I appreciate it. You knew where I'm gonna need that at some point. So we got a lot of ground to cover with Lisa, but before we do that, Mark,
are we gonna do that?
Yeah, we're going to do news. Yes.
I figured news was in here somewhere.
Yeah, we got to do news.
Interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. Get a little headline news. The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Let me tell you, got some news. Okay. There you go. That's the news. All right. That's about 60%. Well, thank you again. Lisa Roberts is in today. We're going to talk about watershed and sustainability. And I want to give a shout out to... our good friends over at Grady Memorial Hospital this week, they every year there's National National EMS and First Responders Week, and they this week invited area EMS and first responding teams to Grady for lunch on Grady. So that was a nice. They did a cookout, and our team was over there on this week to take advantage of that and meet with some of the Grady staff and get a nice lunch. So thank you, Grady, for taking care of our fire and EMS crews. And thank you, fire and EMS crews, for all you do. Let's see. What else do we have in the news? Okay. Oh, Lisa, why don't you talk a little bit about the Olentangy River Festival.
All right. So the Olentangy River Festival is going to be June 21st, and it will be a Saturday at Mingo Park. The event will start at 12 p.m., and it will run till 4 p.m. This year, we have more than 20 different participants that will be coming in representing all of our environmental groups, and it's an opportunity for us to network and have fun. We're going to have face painting. We've had Sienna Gaston there for the past couple of years, and she just is so creative, and I just love the work that she does. And we have Blue Limestone Project, which is also one of our perennial favorites for our entertainment. I feel like it's a beautiful synergy of looking at the ways that we sustain and support not just our watershed, but each other as a community. So I'm always happy to have this event. It's a place where I get to fill up my tank as well, because some of these individuals, I don't get to have in real time interactions with them. So it's nice for me to have a quick side conversation, or to be able to take one individual and literally walk them over to the table and say, hello, I would like you to meet each other, and let's go see what amazing things we can do in our community together. So, you know, I like to look at the idea of basically being kind of like a pollinator for our community.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I flip from table to table.
Well done. Yes. Yeah. And this is the ultimate pollinating experience. So, that is the Olin Change River Festival each year in June, and another big event upcoming. We're going to talk about it more after the break. So looking forward to that. Memorial Day weekend, of course, is this weekend. And the City of Delaware observance, again, will be at Oak Grove Cemetery. That's 334 South Sandusky Street at 10 a.m. on Monday. And thanks to our patriots at the local chapter, the Vietnam Veterans of America chapter, they will be organizing the event, again, at 10 a.m. They'll gather at the Soldiers West area of the cemetery, as in years past. The event will include speeches, a rifle volley, the playing of taps, and other activities. So please take that in. They do a great job. Again, it's 10 a.m. on Monday morning at Oak Grove Cemetery. And this will be the Memorial Day observance by the local chapter, Chapter 1095 of Vietnam Veterans of America. And speaking of Memorial Day, city offices, most city offices are closed on Monday. Of course, our police and fire will be on station and on duty, but City Hall will be closed. Trash will not be collected on Monday. They'll be on the next day's schedule on Memorial Day, meaning we'll start collections on Tuesday and run that through Saturday. So if your day is Monday, it'll be Tuesday, and Tuesdays will be Wednesday and so forth. You can find more information at DelawareOhio.net. And finally, I wanted to take a moment and remember our former mayor, Delaware Mayor Wendell Wheeler. Wendell died this week. Wendell was 84 and served in so many positions with the city on various boards and commissions as vice mayor and as mayor. He was on council for 16 years, including 7 as mayor, 4 as vice mayor. He was first elected as an at-large council person, but had spent time on numerous boards and commissions, and really was a strong voice for the city of Delaware through the aughts, I'll call them, when the city was experiencing so much growth and so much pressure from that, and how we reacted to that, the good way that we reacted to that, I think we're seeing the benefits of today, and Wendell certainly had a role in that. Our first really robust comprehensive plan was adopted during Wendell's time. In fact, it was still in use until just a few years ago. He also was instrumental in something Lisa can appreciate, is upgrades to both our water and our sewer plant. Major multi-million dollar projects that were undertaken. Not easy votes to take as an elected official, but Wendell saw the value in those in the future, that benefit that would have for our community, and was instrumental in leading those. So I want to remember Mayor Wheeler and his family at this time, but hats off. Thank you, Mayor, for all you did. And you can read about funeral arrangements on the City of Delaware website at DelawareOhio.net. So Lisa, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about watershed and sustainability. Looking forward to that. All that and more after these messages. It is Digest time. I am Lee, and in the studio with us, Lisa Roberts. Lisa is the City of Delaware Watershed and Sustainability Coordinator, and lots always going on with what Lisa oversees, and especially in the spring months. And Lisa, it's no different this year. We talked about it before the break. You have the Olin Change River Festival upcoming, but also a lot of important projects taking place in the city. Before we get to those, kind of give us the 101 of what you do as the Watershed and Sustainability Coordinator.
Oh boy, we have a couple hours. So basically, I'm over the we call it our MS4 permit. So it's basically our stormwater permit. So just like our wastewater treatment plant is, you know, regulated by effluent limits, we as a stormwater community also have a permit, and it's a direct discharge permit, which basically means that if everything went to one pipe, you would have one point source. But we consider the entire watershed within our city limits to be one point source, which is a really interesting way to wrap our mind around how do we control that. So as I was explaining to Lee in the car ride over, it's like, you know, as we are thinking about our individual behaviors collectively, that adds up. Mm-hmm. So we have like 47,000 plus individuals inside the city of Delaware. And so my position is basically education, outreach, and public participation is one third of my responsibility to help steer our decisions and our choices on how we impact our stormwater.
I'm going to show perhaps my ignorance, but let's not assume that everybody, stormwater, we mean by stormwater is the rainwater comes off the roof or the driveway or all those things, right?
Yeah, all of the above. It can be the fog, the dew, basically anything that comes from the sky, you know, that eventually ends up in water form and runs across our land is considered stormwater. Mm-hmm. And we differentiate our different three types of water within our city. We think of drinking water, we think of wastewater, and then we think of stormwater. And stormwater, as we like to say, only rain down the drain, because it's the only, we have a separate storm sewer system, hence that 4 in MS4. So instead of saying that over and over again, we just give it an acronym, right? And so that basically means it's not controlled, it's not treated. So anything that gets into the stormwater as it runs across surfaces and collects pollutants as it goes, then it just eventually all ends up into, eventually for us, it's the Olentangy River. So we're impacting our waterways with whatever that stormwater comes in contact with as it runs across the surfaces.
Someone listening out there might say, well, I don't live by the Olentangy River. Why do I care about stormwater? But where you do live, that can get to the Olentangy River through a variety of ways.
Well, actually, you know, to kind of like, let's address the why does it matter? Because, I mean, that's really what this is about, is what does my individual location have to do? Well, it's all full circle, because at some point, either you have a well, so that's a more immediate impact. It's like if you have a septic system and it's in close proximity to your well, you have a very keen interest on how, you know, that's going to affect your drinking water. If you are taking and receiving your drinking water from Delco Water or from the city of Delaware, all of their water comes either from the Olentangy or for their own wells. So, you know, all of our, you know, stormwater eventually percolates through the ground or sheet flows into our streams and then eventually our rivers, which then gets uptake and then ends up back into our drinking water. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, yes, we are all tied to this scenario.
It's all linked together.
It is linked. Yeah.
You mentioned drinking water and our water sources. The Olentangy River, as we know, is one of the two water sources, primary water sources for the city of Delaware, the other being underground wells. We talked about, at least, the Olentangy River Festival upcoming June 21st at Mingo Park. It really is a growing event, and I see in larger and larger crowds and more interest every year about really the heart of our city is the Olentangy River. And it is so critical to our lifeblood. Talk about the festival and its importance and what people will see when they go in June.
Well, as far as its importance is, I do feel that now more than ever, I feel like spending time in person communicating and taking the time to learn a little bit more about our individual roles inside of the watershed and the things that we take interest in. I'm always looking for conversations with individuals when I first meet them, and I'm always looking for, what is it that you care the most about? Are you more concerned about the birds in the backyard? Are you more concerned about your butterflies? Are you more concerned about the fish? Perhaps like to fish. Mm-hmm. And these are all the groups that I bring under this river festival, because each and every one of those interests also has an impact on stormwater at some point. If you love to fish, you're very concerned concerned about the population and the variety of fish. I hear story after story of people in the Upper Olentangy. They'll say, oh, when I was a kid, you know, we used to go down to, let's say, Quaqua Creek, and, you know, we would be pulling out, you know, let's say.
We don't see those anymore.
Yeah, we don't see them anymore. And, you know, we used to have them in abundance. And, you know, and so the conversation is what's happened or what can we do about it? And so that's a great way to introduce the idea of macroinvertebrates as being an indicator species like canaries in a coal mine and what we do to protect those macroinvertebrates. So you see how I find what you know and then I weave in the things that we can do to help protect them. So, you know, it's like, so this is just basically an opportunity for somebody to come in and say, hey, I've never composted before. What does that look like? And I'm like, well, guess what? We have people here that actually have composting services, or they'll at least teach you how to compost in your own backyard if you, mm-hmm. you know, are able to do that. So that's basically what I am. I feel like I'm a connector. I love to connect people.
And the festival is a great way to connect. There's so much that goes on there, as you said, and you kind of bring together, pollinate all those different facets that have a connection to our river. Again, it's June 21st. Mm-hmm. At Mingo Park, free event, family
yeah.
fun.
Yep. We have food trucks too.
Food trucks, music. It's an awesome time, and you'll look for that. We'll look for more of that as we get closer to the June 21st event. One part of that is becoming more and more popular is the Rain Barrel Raffle.
Yes.
And first of all, rain barrels are just what the name suggests. These are barrels that you can use in your residence to collect rainwater.
Free.
And use that to free water. Then
free water.
To water your gardens or your whatever.
Wash your cars,
yep. Correct. So talk about the Rain Barrel Raffle.
Oh, okay. So this is amazing because I've been actively working with artists in our community, and so we're starting to get them in. And so schools and like the master gardeners, you know, it's like they put together their creativity. And what we're doing is we're taking these rain barrels and repurposing them. So, you know, we're talking about pollution prevention here by reducing our imprint by sending them back out into the wild. And now they've got a new life. So they get rinsed out, cleaned out, and then they get decorated. And so we put the rain barrels out as a raffle. And I'm not raising the price again this year. It's $1 for a raffle ticket. So, I mean, what can you buy for $1
exactly.
anymore, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, you could hopefully buy as many of these as you want. And the funds go to the Olentangy Watershed Alliance because they're a nonprofit in the area that do a lot of work to help us with our planning and cleanups and whatnot. So we're trying to support them to help them continue to do what they need to do. And so basically, yeah, it's like, this year I have right now I have 12 coming in, hopefully 13. And they're just fun.
Oh,
it just adds a little pop of art in your backyard.
It does. And they're awesome. We are a rain barrel family at our place. In fact, there has been no rush to get it out with the wet weather we've
yeah,
been having.
I said not right
my,
now.
I said to Julie, do we, she's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's don't need it yet, but it is on my to-do list. And again, rain barrels, a great thing. And if you are hearing about rain barrels for the first time today, lots of information at DelawareOhio.net. And Lisa can answer those questions and does on our Watershed and Sustainability webpage. I wanted, you know, we were talking about stormwater and its impacts. So people walk their dogs all the time. Mm. And you kind of want to make sure that that's collected because that also can get into the stormwater.
Yes. As we like to say, pup, pick up after, you know, pick up your poop. and why is this important? So, yeah. Pup. So the reason why this is critical.
P-U-P, I got it.
Yeah. is that the fecal matter, it gets, you know, it lays, the one that's most concerning is if you're literally right on those grassy, you know, those street areas close to our catch basins.
The curb lawn.
Your curb lawn. And it's like water comes rushing across that. Well, basically it's taking and picking up the bacteria and we call, you know, our metric to measure that is our E. coli counts. And so it sends it straight out to, you know, once again, it's stormwater, so it goes straight to the river. Why is this an issue? You're thinking, I'm not going to swim in the river. I'm not you know, I'm not playing in the river. Well, there's a lot of streams in between. There are a lot of ditches in between. Not all of our catch basins, you know, are directly piped. You know, there's a lot of grassy swales. And that's just like kind of like a roller coaster for the E. coli to accumulate. And so once again, when you think about all the dogs we have in the area and each and every one of those day after day after day, you know, it starts to add up. And so then what ends up happening is that we do end up with impacts inside the Olentangy where we literally will have potential recreational impairments, you know, or, you know, it's something that we monitor. And therefore, you know, now we're looking at something that, you know, becomes a health issue. So yeah, it does matter. Pick it up and dispose of it. Please don't leave the plastic bag right there where you picked it up. Take the trouble to take the actual bag and actually put it in your receptacle.
If you've bagged it, take it with
you. If you're going to go to that step, go all the way and get it back into the trash receptacle.
She is Lisa Roberts. She's the City of Delaware's Watershed and Sustainability Coordinator. And I feel smarter already, Mark.
I've learned. She's
dropped some serious knowledge, as she always does. Lisa, before we go, big project underway, started last year, in the finishing stages. I won't say it's completed because I know you have some more work to do on it, but at our golf course.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, our stream restoration.
The stream restoration, and you took the pond out. Well, we did more than that. In the few minutes we have left, talk about the project and why it was done.
Well, I was going to say it's because we wanted to turn it into a giant putt-putt golf hazard, and we wanted to make it more fun for you while you were out there. But the ultimate goal of this is that we identify impairments as part of our watershed planning. And so this was a property that the city owned, and this was a giant opportunity for us to go in and actually do nutrient reduction. So that basically means sediment is our biggest pollutant. Believe it or not, you guys, erosion, just straight up erosion. It blankets and smothers and it makes
those. It was a sediment machine there. That's the way the stream was.
The stream had a bunch of erosional features. Because it was straight, basically. Yep. And so anything that's straight moves really fast. So just think of a giant, just straight flume if you were on a slide. And like if you're at the water park and you go on the turns, it slows things down. And instead of being at an angle, it's flat. So it's like it really slows the water down. So our pollutants of concern out there were sediment, and then phosphorus and then nitrates. And these are all things that the phosphorus and nitrates contribute to algal blooms, which is another, once again, recreational and then health issue. So we were in there making everything, we slowed everything down, but while we're in there, we're also recreating riparian habitat. And what that means is we're just creating shade over the stream, because actually one of the number one impacts to our stream health is the temperature. So if these streams get too hot, it's a hostile environment, and fish and the macros can't live there. So basically, just take the long view, everybody. Wait for that confetti of those gorgeous wildflowers to come through. Some of them are going to take more than a year or two because they, I'm sorry, just because I want it tomorrow doesn't mean that I'm on the same time schedule as that plant. It's going to happen. And just appreciate and note what you see as you go. Every time you're out there, just take a few notes of what you see coming back.
Because it's going to get better each and every day. Yeah. I was out there a few weeks ago and I could already see, I think I have a vision for how cool it's going to look and how natural it will look. I love the way the stream now meanders, and then the natural features that have been placed there to kind of, as you said, promote some of that shade and slow down maybe some of the drainage going into and make that aquatic habitat work a little more like it's supposed to. But most importantly for a golfer, hey, the tees are the same, the greens are the same.
Yep.
That's where you're at. You're aiming for the green. You're not aiming for the hazard or the area.
So and the design team, thank goodness for all golfers, because if you asked me, I wouldn't have known. My focus was the stream itself. But to that point, Lee, thank you so much for raising what it is that you're seeing out there. And we're going to do a tour. So at some point, as I'm kind of hoping that we're going to let a few more things come in. And then we're going to make an announcement, and then I'll go out there and I'll let you ask as many questions as you need to help you understand what we did out there.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's going to be great. And as you said, I can't wait to see the wildflowers and some of the natural areas come in. So Lisa, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I always learn something, always enjoy it. So Mark, thank you. We'll see everybody next week on The Digest.
Thank you.